is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in all over North America, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you have had a tremendous Wednesday. It's going to be my job to help get you over the hump because it's Wednesday, June 11th. The year is 2025, if you were not familiar. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Look, there is no show if you're not listening. We have a lot to get into. The New York Knicks just seem like a desperate person at a bar right now, just trying to get lucky, and nobody wants them. They gave away a good thing that they had, and it looks like the New York Knicks are going to pay for it. Somebody who doesn't have to worry about being wanted right now is Nick Chubb. It's kind of crazy to think about this guy being in another uniform, but he has found a home in Houston, Texas. Saquon Barkley says he is loving it in Philly. Angel Reese is just getting smacked around every which way possible. Bill Belichick defending the honor of his girlfriend. Deion Sanders giving an update on his health a little bit. Cam Ward is out trash talking. Jaylen Brown is having knee surgery. Kevin Durant, I guess, is also someone that's not going to the Knicks. The Knicks don't have nothing good. And then it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, we're going to talk about some of the biggest cheapskates, some of the biggest cheap owners in the world of sports. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got an update when it comes down to Shohei Ohtani and when he's going to pitch or not pitch. So we have a lot to get into. Tons. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. Hey, Botcher, how are you today? You doing good?
I'm doing great. The Knicks 0-4 now. It's heaven.
Oh, Brooklyn Nets fan, right? Is that how
they go? Brooklyn Nets.
The
Kings of New York.
Now, you know damn well, in your imagination or like what
no.
reality is that?
Yeah, my hopes and dreams.
Okay. Well, one day, maybe, I don't know, possibly never, but maybe one day. Yeah, the New York Knicks are just being dumped, rejected, left at the altar. You know, I'm saying how crazy this organization and how this team is. They have the most successful season in 25 years, okay? They fire the head coach who helped them in Tom Thibodeau. And now the New York Knicks, every day, every minute, every second, every hour, there's basically a new report that comes in and talks about how the New York Knicks have been rejected. It's stupid. It's sad. It's pitiful. This is what's going on in Knicks world right now. I mean, just a matter of minutes ago, Botcher, you informed me about another rejection by the New York Knicks. Go ahead, fill us in, man.
So the Knicks reached out to the Atlanta Hawks to try and interview and probably hire Quinn Snyder, and they were swiftly declined.
Oh, the New York Knicks. I mean, it was Jason Kidd for multiple days, and now it's Quinn Snyder. This is just bad. I mean, Shams was on Pat McAfee earlier today, and he basically laid out a list of all the teams. The New York Knicks were like, we want your coach and your coach and your coach. And everybody said, man, hell no. Listen.
As I reported last night this morning, the Knicks made permission requests over the last 24, 48 hours on Chris Finch of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Ime Udoka of the Houston Rockets, and this morning, Jason Kidd of the Dallas Mavericks. All three were given swift denials. I'm told like these were the reactions. Teams are saying no, hanging up. Teams are saying F no. Teams are saying, like, having the owner call and say, what is, like, we're not doing this.
Man, this is sad. This is pitiful. And I kind of assume that from the get-go, just based on the New York Knicks and their history and their owner, Jim Dolan, and how he operates and the paranoia that exists inside Madison Square Garden as it relates to the New York Knicks, it's even more evident now that he's the guy that got rid of Tom Thibodeau. It's also half-brained and half-assed to get rid of an accomplished head coach. Okay, yeah, sure, he doesn't have a championship. He won a championship next to Doc Rivers, helped put together the Boston Celtics defense. It's so dim-witted to get rid of an accomplished head coach that helped bring you closer to success that you've ever had since, what, 1999, when they actually went to the finals, and you fire him, and you don't have a plan? Like, is there some master plan here? Are the New York Knicks outsmarting everybody? I wonder how James Dolan feels about what's going on now. The fact that Shams is on ESPN saying the Knicks are getting rejected. The fact that I'm on a radio saying they're getting rejected. I know they're getting crapped on in New York City on WFAN. This is just ridiculous. This is what happens when you're with somebody and they treat you good and they do right by you and you do wrong by them. Now, Tom Thibodeau, look, he works for Jim Dolan. He worked for him. By the way, he put out a nice ad in the New York Times today saying goodbye. It was very nice. He didn't have to say squat to the public or the Knicks. They fired him. Jim Dolan can do whatever he wants. He can fire whoever he wants. He owns the team. But that doesn't mean that he's making smart decisions. That doesn't mean over the course of time, for the good part of what, almost 30 years that he's been leading the franchise since his dad basically put it in his lap, he's made a bunch of dumb decisions, and this one is the latest. Somebody helps you get somewhere, and you thank them by saying, goodbye, good riddance, we think you've done enough. Like, the expectations are just through the roof. They're ridiculous. They're unreasonable. And so Shams continued on, and we just told you. Bacha just told you about the Knicks reaching out to the Atlanta Hawks here in Georgia asking for Quinn Snyder. And damn it, earlier today, Shams had more information. This is what he said the Knicks' next steps are. Good luck with these.
One thing, they're going to keep an open mind on all these candidates. I do give them credit for trying to see what could be out there with some of these available coaches. But again, this is a very unorthodox process by the Knicks in their front office and James Dolan, that ownership group. But if they end up with a coach that they wanted, you know, from the beginning, maybe it's someone we know.
Oh, man. Look, they're going to have to go. And who knows? I don't know. Maybe Jason Kidd still ends up with the New York Knicks. Maybe Jason Kidd pitches a fit and goes, I don't want to be here. Trade me. Get rid of me, please. And the Mavericks go, fine. We can't keep a guy hostage. We can't hold on to a dude that doesn't want to be here. Sometimes I think we've all heard the phrase before. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You got something right there in front of you. Roll with it. Keep it. Be thankful. Be grateful. I wasn't in favor of the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau unless they had a plan, unless they knew that they were going to bring somebody on and they were going to help improve the roster. Like, there was going to be some type of coaching magnet that was going to bring on, I don't know, a Kevin Durant. I don't, and even in that case, I don't know. Do you want Kevin Durant? Do you want him? I mean, the guy's almost 37 years old and he's running around with a busted Achilles and he had foot issues. I don't think he's going to age all that great. This man is going to take some time. He's going to take some time off. He's going to be on the bench. This is a sad situation for the Knicks. This is why I feel bad for their fans. The only thing that they were needing to do was to improve the roster. They could have ran it back with Tom Thibodeau. But now you're going to run it back with a new coach who has expectations of going to the NBA Finals with a roster that we have no idea how they're going to improve. And then the Knicks traded away all these picks for Mikal Bridges last year. They're going to utilize a pick to go get Jason Kidd from Dallas? I don't think there's been more than 4 or 5 instances in NBA history where a coach has been traded. And the New York Knicks are low on picks. They're low on common sense. But one thing they really have, well, I can choose my words. The owner doesn't make intelligent decisions. He can't get out of his own way. I've seen this guy bumbling and fumbling on television, threatening to stop selling alcohol in his own venue, and thinking that the fans were going to be mad at the city of New York and the liquor authority instead of, like, this is what this guy thinks. Detached from reality. Shame. Let's mention Kevin Durant. I don't know. Maybe Kevin Durant goes to the Knicks, or maybe he goes to the Rockets, or maybe the Pistons, or maybe the Timberwolves, or maybe he's going out to San Antonio to hang out with 7'5", 7'6" Frenchman Victor Wembanyama, who's running around on a, I don't know, spiritual journey in China to become, well, mindful. And I'm not mad at the guy. There's a lot of people doing some dumbass things. Victor Wembanyama's not one of them. Anyway, listen to Shams talk about where Kevin Durant could go next.
I'm told the Suns, Kevin Durant's business representative and boardroom CEO, Rich Kleiman, they're working on his trade as we speak. The teams that are mainly featured right now that have interest in Kevin Durant to trade for him, this is ongoing interest, and I think this is the focus right now. It's the Houston Rockets, the San Antonio Spurs, the Miami Heat, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the New York Knicks. I do expect potentially some wild card teams to get in the mix as well.
Yeah, well, whatever. Kevin Durant on the Knicks, not a fan. Send him to Houston, young team, good. Think would work out. San Antonio, if I'm Kevin Durant, man, I'd love to play with Victor Wembanyama. The length on that team, I mean, between Kevin Durant and Victor Wembanyama, I think if they stretch out their arms on the baseline, I mean, damn, they got the whole baseline covered just by themselves. That would make no sense. And even looking at Wembanyama next to Kevin Durant, have you seen them standing next to each other?
That's like two giraffes, but one's even bigger than the other giraffe.
Yes, it's like a giraffe and a kid giraffe. And Durant is 7 feet tall. This is just completely, completely nutty. I would want to see him go to San Antonio just for that sole purpose. You got Victor Wembanyama over here hanging out with monks and disassociated from his cell phone and technology. He's on a mental and physical journey. Man, I just hope he's physically healthy. He's a bad dude, man. I love Victor Wembanyama. I like Kevin Durant, too. I'd love to see the two of them on the basketball court together. And so now that they're having this conversation about where he can go and where he can get traded, where he wants to go, we got to wait until the draft? And then what's the deal with Giannis? We got this whole report now that Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, he hasn't requested a trade, and the Bucks haven't even brought it up to him. Listen to Shams tell you.
Kevin Durant is someone that I expect around the draft there could be some movement with. Like, I think there's a very good chance Kevin Durant is traded.
Damn.
Before the NBA draft, June 25th. With Giannis Antetokounmpo, from what I'm told, his status will not be tied to the NBA draft. It won't be tied to free agency. It's much more likely that his future plays out into July and into August in terms of him seeing the landscape of not only the Bucks, seeing the landscape of the league, seeing what other teams do.
All right, so Giannis he's maybe staying. And if he stays, he's staying with a bum-ass team. The Milwaukee Bucks ain't winning nothing. Or he's going to look and go, oh, well, this team has some draft capital, and now you could trade me for that guy, and I don't want to be here no more. For a guy who said he wants to win and wants to win in Milwaukee, he may have to wait some time because that team is old and hurt. And good luck to Giannis. Yeah, good luck to all these guys making all this money. The shooter basketball. Not too bad. And they got options, too. Everybody wants options. Speaking of options, this is not an option. Later tonight, man, about 2 hours from now, just about, we're going to have game 3 of the NBA Finals. I just watched Shai Gilgeous-Alexander walk into the stadium or the arena in Indianapolis. I don't know what they call it. Market Square Arena, dump this, whatever they call it now. Do us a favor, Oklahoma City. Get it over with. Don't drag this one out. Just finish it off, okay? Don't leave the Pacers thinking that they have any type of life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to do right here on these airwaves. How about this? We'll get into some more basketball later on in the show. Tomer Azarli is going to join us from Clutch Points. We'll talk about all the big stories going on in the NBA, everything from the Knicks to the Suns and Durant, and his thoughts on the finals, expansion, the All-Star game that's now USA versus the world. So we'll have that chat with Tomer next hour. Bill Belichick, this man had to open up his yap again about his girlfriend. Deion Sanders giving a slight update on his health, which is always a nice thing. And you know what? Of course, we got the top six list. We'll talk about some of the cheapest owners in the world of sports. But speaking of health, apparently the New York Knicks can't attract anybody right now. And I just talked about Kevin Durant. This man has had plenty of issues over the past several years with being healthy. We're going to talk about a running back. This man, you want to talk about an injury and health? His leg was ripped to shreds. He now has a new job and a new home. Apparently, he's already been embraced. This man's name is Nick Chubb. I'm going to talk about Nick and his now time with the Houston Texans, the fact that he's done in Cleveland, which is still a little difficult to believe. And then we got another running back. You can bounce back from injury. Saquon Barkley bounced his way into a Super Bowl. And now Saquon is just, he's a big deal just all over the NFL. One of the NFL's darlings, I will explain. We have a lot to get into. We have a lot to discuss. If you want to call me, you can do that too. Here's the number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Happy Wednesday. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And right before we got on air a few minutes ago, we found out the New York Knicks were rejected by yet another team. Knicks are out here trying to find a coach. They better just go to the basketball courts in New York, okay? Now just go find a guy off of West 4th Street. Go up to Rucker Park. Go to Chelsea Piers. Just go find a guy off the street to coach the New York Knicks. What a dumb decision. Let's fire the coach that we've had success with. And what's the plan? There is none. There's no plan. Anyway, hey, good luck to the New York Knicks. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Before we went to break, we also a little bit talked about Kevin Durant. He has a handful of teams that he's, I guess, trying to facilitate a trade to. The Phoenix Suns obviously have to be the team that wants to do it and feels that they're going to get something good in return. And if I'm looking at Kevin Durant, I want to be careful, you know, based on his own age and injury history as to whether or not I want to bring him in. He's also heading into the final year of his contract. And so I'm assuming that anybody that brings on Kevin Durant is probably going to want, another year on top of that. He's going to want some type of extension. You can't extend him a whole lot because he's old. There's new rules in the CBA. Injury history, a little prohibitive there when it comes to Kevin Durant. I'm going to tell you about Nick Chubb. Unfortunately, another guy who's been dealing with some injury issues over the years. He has a new home. He's happy there, and it's not Cleveland. But before we do that, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And the words of Miss Cleo, God rest her soul. I think she was a fake like 30, 40 years ago. But anyway, here's Shane from Indiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Shane?
Hey, JR.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, man. Just calling good. From Indiana.
I can tell. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, good. Yeah. Listening to you hate on the Pacers, though.
Okay, you want to explain?
Well, I mean, you're begging OKC to finish him off quick here.
Yeah, because I'd love to see a lot of – who doesn't want to see a lot of basketball? Okay, I want seven games in the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
I want seven games in the Stanley Cup Finals. But when we got the Pacers here that are basically playing catch-up every single game, I know they won game one. They got that lead at the end of the game with Halliburton knocking down that long J. I just like, listen, if it's not going to be ridiculously competitive, and I expect it, place is going to be jazzed tonight. Conseco Fieldhouse, whatever they call it now. I know it's not the name. Bank is
Bainbridge.
Like Bainbridge now? Okay.
Bainbridge, yeah.
Whatever field house it is, I think they're going to be lighting that place up. It's going to be a lot of fun. The fans are going to be into it. But I think ultimately you weigh out all the talent. I'm looking at OKC to walk away with the victory. So let's just get it over with.
Well, there's no doubt OKC is very talented. They had a great season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Pacers is a great team, though, this year.
Yeah, there's no disputing that. I'm just being honest. I can have an opinion, right? I think the Pacers.
I agreed. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I think the Pacers are going to lose this series. I wish it was more competitive. I honestly wish the Boston Celtics were healthy because I think they'd give up or have a little bit more of a fight. But it is what it is. The Pacers have been a great team in 2025 since the calendar flipped and they got healthy. I just don't believe, if I got to put money down, that they're going to win.
That's fair.
What do you think? You're a Pacers fan. Do you think they're going to win the series?
Yeah, I want to say yes.
Okay, let me ask a different way.
Yeah.
If you had to put every dime and dollar and piece of clothing on your back on the line, would you select the Pacers to win this series over the Thunder?
No, but I wouldn't bet that on anyone.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, so yeah, we got a little bit of the truth, Shane. We got a little bit of it. Okay.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. All right, are you going to any of the games?
Yeah, yes, I am. I'm heading there now.
Oh, that's great, man. Listen, do me a favor. Send some photos and tag me. I want to see them online or something like that, okay?
You got it, man.
All right, have fun, Shane. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you, sir.
Go Colts.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, them Colts are even, well, I can't say they're even worse, man. They are just sad. Like, I shouldn't have brought up. Botch, I shouldn't have brought the Colts up to the poor guy, right?
I don't think he's thinking about them. It'll be wiped from his brain once he gets to the arena.
Yeah, it's like, go Colts. He's like, oh, thanks for the reminder.
He's like, yay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, what a Daniel Jones whoopty freaking do.
They got Jonathan Taylor. That's something. Oh,
they're going to run that poor guy into the ground.
I don't know. Didn't they cut his touches last year, a couple years ago?
Listen, bro. They're paying that guy $14 million a season. Shane Steichen is going to give him. They have no choice but to give. They're going to have to operate the entire offense all the way through that guy. I mean, the idea and the concept was a novel one. Looking at Jonathan Taylor and then saying, oh, my God, but we can bring on Anthony Richardson. And then we can also kind of hold his hand through the process as he develops as a quarterback because he has a solid run game. But what difference does it make when your quarterback thinks he's a truck? I'm trying to think about some of these ridiculous running backs that he acts like a fullback. I know there's not a lot of fullbacks running around in the NFL anymore. He's like he's Mike Allstott. No, you are not, bro. You're a quarterback. They need you out on the field for all four quarters if they want to win. They don't need you dropping a shoulder trying to run through people. Like Anthony Richardson treats the quarterback position like he's the Juggernaut from X-Men. Like you need to use your brain. Be more like Professor X and less like the Juggernaut.
Well, Professor X can't walk. Other than that, that works.
Botcher.
Beast. Go Beast. Beast. He's athletic and smart.
Botcher. Professor X moves things with his brain.
Okay.
That was my point.
I'm just saying he is in a wheelchair, which you don't want your quarterback to be in.
Well, you're going too far, Botcher, okay? Professor X uses his brain, okay? I've never seen a quarterback play in a wheelchair, so I think we get it. We want the man to use his head and less of his physical traits. We know that he can run around and move and juke and do backflips from one end zone to the other. We see that about Anthony Richardson. That's why the Colts selected the dude. In a lot of cases, these quarterbacks get drafted with the whole just thought and idea that they have the physical gifts, And now we just have to go through repetitions and teaching and experience for them to learn. Okay, Anthony Richardson doesn't have to worry about the physical gifts. He only has to worry about his brain. Okay, he's not a bulldozer. He's not a juggernaut. He's not a beast. He's not blue. He doesn't climb walls upside down. Use your brain, bro. And now the guy's dealing with an injury from 2023 that is still bothering him today. Thank God I haven't had a shoulder issue. Thank God. It's not going to get better, okay? This man is inevitably, he's playing football. You don't have to go out there searching and seeking out the contact. But man, there's going to be some times, absolutely, where you're going to get hit. Nothing worse than popping shoulders out and now you got to deal with the joint. Once guys break their collarbones, that clavicle is now susceptible to being hurt. There's certain injuries as a quarterback, obviously upper body, arms, like that you don't want. You don't want nobody diving into your knees. You don't want no Alex Smith situation. It's inevitable that you're going to get hurt. It's inevitable that you're going to get beat up. But be smart about it. Anthony Richardson can't play the quarterback position like he's a linebacker, like he's a defensive end. And now he's gone. God only knows when he's coming back. Daniel Jones may be holding on to that spot like his life depends on it. It's possible. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I mean, shoot, if I'm Anthony Richardson, he had to go to L.A. to get his shoulder checked out. He's not going to throw. I'd be on vacation on the beach right now. Let the Pacers do all their work in Indianapolis or wherever the hell they work out. Hey, I'll be out in California just resting my arm. I'll see y'all next month. Possibly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a running back. He is grateful and thankful that his body works because his leg, oh man, his leg went in a direction that it was not supposed to go. Nick Chubb has found new life in Houston, Texas. I'll tell you about Nick Chubb and tell you how Saquon Barkley, he's not even playing right now. He just keeps winning and winning and winning. This guy has been winning since he left the New York Giants. I'm going to tell you what else is going on with Saquon. We'll do that on the other side of the break. But right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Chris Lopresti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, sometimes I do. Sometimes I add to the nonsense. It depends on the day of the week. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to think, unlike Anthony Richardson when he has a football. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Yeah, we're about 2 hours away from game three of the NBA Finals. It's tied at one game apiece, Oklahoma City and the Pacers. This game is going to take place in Indianapolis, okay? We talked about the New York Knicks getting rejected all over the damn place. Talked about Anthony Richardson, man who can't stay healthy, now hanging out in California. Not hanging out. In California to get his shoulder checked on. Because as a quarterback, he doesn't know how to avoid injury. But now I do want to tell you about someone. His position, you just know you're going to get injured. You just hope that one day you don't dislocate your knee, tear your MCL, your PCL, your MCL, your LCL, every ligament in your leg. You don't want to have cartilage damage. You don't want your knee making the letter L in the wrong direction. That's what happened to Nick Chubb. Yeah. This man ripped his knee up multiple times, by the way. And so Nick Chubb, his time in Cleveland is up. He's 29 years old. Later on this year, he's going to be a 30-year-old quarterback. And last season, after he came back from that devastating knee injury in Cleveland, played in 8 games, only rushed for 332 yards to go along with 3 touchdowns. I mean, if you're the Cleveland Browns, yeah, he's trying to get younger. They brought on Quinshon Judkins. This is the move to make. And so now Nick Chubb has made his way down to Houston Texas. Okay? We know that Joe Mixon, no longer in the building, unfortunately for this squad. And so they bring on Nick Chubb to help come through and lead the way. How can he contribute, alongside Nick Chubb or Joe Mixon? We are going to find out. I don't want to say this a little bit of thunder and lightning, but he can add a little bit of life to his career. And so he spoke to the media, and he basically talked about being down in Houston, Texas, and how things are going to change. And this is what he had to say about D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young coach, a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. He's young, fresh, he wants to win. And, you know, I was questioning why they wanted me. And then I came here, and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk. And I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here, and I'm excited about it.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, unfortunately for the Houston Texans last year, they had to deal with nothing but injuries themselves. I hope none of it rubs off on Nick Chubb. It's like Diggs goes down and Dell goes down. Everybody went down last year for the Houston Texans, including their quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He went down so much so that yesterday he had to tell everybody, I didn't practice last week because I had a sore shoulder. It's not because I'm broken. Not at all. Matter of fact, speaking to C.J. Stroud, this is what Nick Chubb had to say about the young quarterback.
I went to Georgia, so in that game when they played OSU versus Georgia, I was afraid, you know, because he was torching them. And yeah, he's a great player. I was on the Browns 2 years ago in a playoff game. We came here and torched us again. So I see what he's about. He's a great leader. I met him, came up to me, talked, exchanged numbers. Anything I needed, he told me to let him know. So he's a great leader too.
Oh, that's good. Now they just need him to be healthy on a football field. Well, specifically more of C.J. Stroud. Nick Chubb, too. Nice little change of pace back out there. Speaking of feeling good, after your leg bends in the wrong direction, ouch, you're more than a year now removed, came back and played. How you feeling, man? You feeling good? You almost 30-year-old running back?
I would say that's all behind me. And, you know, injuries happen, and with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. And so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
It's hard to say that it's all behind you. Like, we can't erase your resume. We can't erase your history. He's had multiple knee surgeries and seasons ending due to knees. 2023, he had his knee ligaments ripped, and then another time, ACL. He's had multiple knee surgeries, okay. You can't go through all the pain he's had and just go, oh, yeah, it's all behind me now. They're going to get a lot of work, too. Based on all the quarterbacks, there's one thing to talk about Nick Chubb. And think about what's going to happen with him and C.J. Stroud. And he's going to get some work. I don't know if we want to trust the wide receivers to come back and be healthy. Now you got Stephon Diggs, who was hopefully supposed to be there for the long run. He's now catching passes up in New England. Hey, good luck to Nick Chubb. He won't be the workhorse that they're going to rely on, especially with Joe Mixon in the building. And speaking of a workhorse, Saquon Barkley continues to win. And win, and win, and win some more. I'm going to tell you his latest accomplishment, his latest achievement. But before we do that, Saquon Barkley, last week or the week before that, we found out he's now on the cover of Madden, said he is not worried about no damn curses. I feel him on that one. I don't care about no curses. Give me the ladder. Give me the black cat. Give me the umbrella. I do not care. But Saquon Barkley, who also got a pay raise. Now he's making $20 million annually as the top running back in the NFL. He says, yeah, I've been working, but I'm not tired. I feel great. Listen to Saquon tell you.
But the beauty of it is like, I don't know how many touches I had or how many yards, but it doesn't feel like it. I feel really good. I feel like I'm entering my prime. So just got to continue. Have the mindset of listening to everyone, buying into what they want me to do, and whatever they do, try to do it to the best of my ability.
Yeah, it's great. It feels cool to see Saquon have this success. There's so many people who look at his time with the New York Giants and, oh, the Giants let him go. Why were the Giants going to keep him? The New York Giants keeping Saquon Barkley is like, I don't know. It's like parking a Maserati in your shed that's about to collapse. Like, why would you do that? Just get rid of the car. Let somebody else have the car so you can go ahead and fix up your house, because what good is it to drive a fancy car and your house is garbage? Okay, so he found a better situation, a better place. I know there are a lot of fans who aren't happy about that. Hey, it's a business. It's a business. Let Saquon do what he does. It certainly paid off. He went and won a Super Bowl. Now the highest paid running back in the game. And Saquon Barkley, he's on the cover of video games. And he says, it doesn't stop there. Saquon Barkley says, I want to accomplish more.
The thing that drives me is the same thing that has been driven me since I was a little kid. And I've said it since I got into the league. And I don't mean it in an arrogant way. I want to be the best running back to ever play, or at least one of the best running backs to ever play. I don't think there's actually a way you can prove who's the best. But that's always been my motivation. And I feel like God's blessed me with a unique ability and put me through a lot of adversity. And that's still going to be my mindset.
Yeah, listen, as he should feel that way. Good. And he's dealt with his own injuries, knee injuries. Dave Gettleman, who drafted him with the New York Giants, was looked upon like, why are you drafting a running back this high? And his explanation was, this guy's been touched by God. I mean, that's some lofty expectations, unfortunately. It started with the New York Giants, and it looks like it's going to end here with the Philadelphia Eagles. That is certainly a certain look at, my damn. But anyway, Bacha, did you hear about Saquon's other victory today?
I did, and I'd say it's cool, but is it really that big of an accomplishment?
I think it is. And if for people who are not aware, Saquon Barkley today is now the highest merchandise mover in the entire NFL. Flat and period. Coming off of this past season, when you think about jersey sales and accessories and hats, anything having to do with Saquon Barkley has been the number one merchandise mover in the entire NFL. Saquon Barkley has now jumped in front of Patrick Mahomes in that space. Patrick Mahomes is number two on the list. You think about who's behind him? Well, Saquon's teammate Jalen Hurts is third. Jaden Daniels is fourth. It's crazy. C.J. Stroud at five. I guess the Texans fans are happy they finally got a quarterback. And then you have Josh Allen at six. Aiden Hutchinson, the local man from Michigan for the Lions, he's at number seven. Amon-Ra St. Brown was eight. Micah Parsons, nine. Justin Jefferson at 10. I am surprised that we don't have Lamar Jackson on the list. That is a little surprising to me. I don't know, maybe people are sick of him, almost winning MVPs and not winning the big one. A little surprising that he's not top 10. But I think it's a great career accomplishment, Bacha. I mean, we just heard Saquon say his aspiration is to be the best running back ever, as he should. If you're going to do something, you might as well want to go out there and be the best. When you're a kid and you're thinking about these things, yeah, you want the fame, you want the Super Bowl. Why wouldn't he have a sense of accomplishment that his name is on the back of more jerseys than anybody in the NFL right now? That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, he might be number one for this year, but I also think that those types of lists are dumb because you have teams like the Eagles and the Lions that are on the bandwagon where fans, casual watchers, will go out and watch it for a year or two while they're winning, succeeding, support them. And two, this was the first year of Saquon in Philly. And he moved from New York now, so everyone on the Eagles bandwagon was getting their jerseys. If it continues to next year, I'd be like, okay, he's really the face of the NFL now.
Well, it's not about the face of the NFL. It's about having a sense of personal accomplishment. It's a big deal. He won. This is a result of him being able to move to a good team. He just had a hell of a season, 2,000 yards and 13 touchdowns in the regular season. He ended the season, period. He had added another 500 yards in the postseason. To do all of that and go from where he was, where he wanted to stay in New York, ended up in Philadelphia, got himself a brand new contract, got himself a Super Bowl, had a historic season as a running back. I think it's pretty cool that this is all a result of winning. I don't think it's year over year or becoming the face of the NFL, but I just think it's a pretty cool accomplishment to get a phone call, to get an email and say, hey, bruh, you are the highest grossing merchandise seller in the entire league this year. I think that's pretty cool. I'm sorry. I'm not thinking about what happened last year or what next year, the face of the league. I'm not doing that. I'd be pretty happy with that accomplishment. Hey, kudos to Saquon Barkley. And I guess New York Giant fans at this point, they're probably already like, all right, enough of Saquon already. Everything got to come to an end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, this guy, does he appreciate his accomplishments? We'll talk about Bill Belichick. Don't move.